This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What's up, Gary?
What's
Holy
good,
shit, man. I'm fucking nervous, man.
Don't worry, bro. We're friends.
Like, shaking and everything. I've been watching you for like 3 years, dude. Damn. Can't even get the nerves in check right now.
Holy Where do you shit. Live?
Naples, Florida, actually.
I love it.
My wife is watching. My mom is probably watching too. So what's up, guys?
Awesome.
They know this is like a really big deal to me, man. Like I said, I've been watching you for like 3 years and damn. Holy shit.
Don't worry, bro.
Trying to be a man. Trying to be a man here, you know?
Bro, it doesn't take a man. A man owns his emotions. I'm a man out here talking about compassion, sympathy, kindness, and love. So I'm proud of you for talking about your nerves. I just want you to hear this clear. You can't imagine how nice that makes me feel. I'm super flattered.
Awesome. I'm so glad, man.
It's humbling.
Like, you really do change people's lives, dude. Like, I'm sure you know, but like, it's like to a whole different level. So
thank you, bro.
I started watching you like 3 years ago, actually. I was like in tech school. To give you kind of a quick backstory, I'm trying to try to be as quick as I can. I'm 22. I'm married. I've been married for like 3 years. I just had a baby, in January.
Congrats.
So, you know, I'm pretty fulfilled in that sense. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm aspiring. Like, one thing I've always loved to do since I've been like 13 is like make YouTube videos. Like, just because like I have had rough patches in my life when I was younger, and like watching people on YouTube, like, you know, entertaining people, like that's always been like, I'm like, wow, like, you know, it's always made me feel good. So I've like always, like, I want to do that for people too. And like, my thing is like, I love cars. Like, I like racing. I like, you know, building race cars and shit. So, I have a YouTube channel it's been up for like 4 years, but I've been so inconsistent, you know, like I upload and then I delete it because I think the videos aren't good enough, you know, just like really negative. And then that's when I started watching you. Actually, like I said, like 3 years ago, I was in tech school. And I think I really went to tech school too because of like, you know, I was like, I need to make a normal life out of myself. Like, you know, I was already engaged, about to get married. I'm like, I need a real career, this and that. But then I started watching you and I'm like, man, I'm a piece of shit. Like, I'm just doing this because, you know, like, I think that's what I need, but it really doesn't make
sense. Just for clarity, as long as if there's some new people watching, that slang term in our world of like, we're doing it the wrong way. I think a lot of times when some of the Jersey jargon comes out of my mouth, like, I don't want people to like think we're demonizing here. Like, it just means like there's more opportunity. So keep going.
Right. Yeah. Like, I was like, I'm doing all this, I feel like, for other people, you know, cause like, I was like the bad kid growing up, man. I'm telling you, I was like the black sheep of the family, you know, like I was bad behaved, like terrible grades in school. I'd throw my report card away before, you know, I gave it to my mom. Oh shit, my phone.
Bro, I literally flushed down the toilet my report card all the time. It was a funny game between me and my mom. She knew.
Sorry.
But I was trying to buy, you know, it was because I would always get punished for usually a month, but my mom would let me off after 2 weeks. So it was always trying to buy an extra weekend before
Dude,
I
had,
like, it's so funny.
Of course, man. Like, I was just like, you know. And basically, like, I feel like I went to tech school and I did all that just to prove myself and, you know, just kind of be like, you know, I'm not as bad as people think, you know, especially when your family says you're bad. It's like kind of rough to deal with that, you know?
It's extremely difficult.
So
it's really tough.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I graduated with a 4.0, which I know in tech school is like not, it's only a year and a half, so it's not like too big of a deal.
Bro,
but I tried my best.
Don't undermine your success.
Yeah, I know, just some people, like, I'm sure, like, oh, that's not
Bro,
that hard. But
the biggest issue out of your mouth is the word some people.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah. You have to stop giving a fuck about these people in the comments and the ones that are watching.
Yeah, that's true.
No, Bro, and that's some ready for this? Let me tell you about my life. Some people thought business, what like selling sports cards as a teenager, was going to lead to me being a bum because I got bad grades.
Right.
Those some people were wrong.
Yeah, they're definitely wrong. I mean,
some people are right, some people are wrong, but value, like, I always listen very carefully. And just like, you hedging the 4.0 based on some people is the biggest thing we need to work on the next 91 years of your life. You've gone nine, you know, like, that's where you're at. We got to fix that.
Yeah.
And when I say fix that, that feels too heavy. You need to get into a better relationship with that.
Right.
Everyone's always going to have an opinion.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's 100% true. Everyone always has something to say. And it's
I thought Patrick Mahomes was not going to be good quarterback.
Right.
I don't know how much you follow football. It doesn't seem like a whole lot, but guess what? He's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, that was, like, all that basically just to kind of lead up to, you know, what I think about myself, like, in the sense of, so, like, I'm a very negative person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a negative Nancy kind of guy. Like, literally, I wake up in the morning.
You're cynical. Like, you wake up and you're cynical.
Yes. Like, I wake up and I'm like, what can go wrong today? You know, because, like, I've tried so hard.
You're ready for this? You're not a negative person. You're a scared person.
Yeah, I could definitely.
Alexis, that's a big difference, bro.
Yeah.
For all the people out there that are watching that are fear, that are scared and fear-based and vulnerable, you're not negative. Don't demonize yourself. You're actually vulnerable. You're not negative, bro.
I didn't think about it like that, actually. I never thought about it.
That's why we're fucking doing tea with Gary
Vee. Yes. That's why I'm glad to be on here, because I needed to hear
Let me tell you why this is important, Alexis. If you, all of a sudden, when you wake up tomorrow and you realize you're not a negative, when somebody thinks they're a negative person, that's devastating.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm bad. No, you're not bad. You're hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it was something that happened to me, you know, when I was younger or something, you know, just kind of like sets that, you know, where it's like, what's going to happen today? You know, like, it's such a bad, but like, I feel like that affects me with everything I do, because like,
of course
when I'm making YouTube videos or like when I'm doing stuff like that, I'm kind of like, you know, like, oh, this is going to be trash. Like, this isn't good enough. Like, you know, and just like, I don't know, I put myself down a lot, and I'm just like, my original question actually is nothing with what I'm talking about, you know?
Bro, this is the real shit. And like, we're here. I'm with you right now. I like this talk right now. I really, really, really like this talk right now. I think you're helping over the next 10 years, because a lot of people watch this video, not when we record it. You're about to help a lot of people. I can see in the comments. You literally just helped a lot of people just in that one moment. So let's keep going. Yeah. I'm telling you that your self-esteem is vulnerable, because to your point, you said it earlier, when your family tells you you're not good, you believe that shit.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And I think
we need to get out of that.
I know. And that's why, like,
does your family still say that?
I honestly, so like, as soon as I started watching your videos, and I know you say not to do this as much, but like, I feel like, you know, I just tried to cut out negative people out of my life and just isolate myself. Like, I do this a lot. Even like, I've actually never had any long-term friends. Like, I've never had a friend that I can be like, oh, I've been best friends with this guy for a long time. I think my best friend right now, I guess, is like, I've known him for like a year. You know what I'm saying? Because like, as soon as like someone does something that I feel like makes me feel negative, I just kind of like isolate myself and I push everyone away. You know what I'm saying? Like,
of course, because you're emotionally soft.
Yeah, I can see that.
And your Mendoza line for cutting someone off is super low. Like, for me, my Mendoza line's super high. Like, you have to really, really, really go somewhere. And I've had a lot of things done to me. I had a friend in college who stole my Sega Genesis, and I still was friends with him after I found out.
Holy shit.
Because I knew he was in a bad spot to do that to me. I was in a rugged college. But other people I know cut people off because they said something.
Right.
Like, the reason you don't have long-term friendships is because of your own lack of self-esteem and your inability to rise above when somebody goes low.
Right. And that was going to be
keep going.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, that was going to be my thing. Like I said, I've been watching you for a long time, and I know, like, you know, I was worse than that, to be honest. Like, watching you has made me better. Like, you know, more confident in myself and more like, you know, I can deal with that kind of stuff more. But I feel like it takes a long time too, because even in 3 years of watching you, like, I'm still not where I want to be, if that makes any sense. Like, I'm still, you know, not like mentally where I want to be, and just stop being so negative. And I wish, and every time something good happens in my life, I'm always like, okay, what's going to happen now? Like, you can ask my wife, like, I don't get excited when good things happen because I automatically think something bad's going to happen right after.
Bro, I live with this. My father's got a lot of these similar traits, bro.
Holy shit. So
I understand you.
Is there any way, like, I can, you know, like, get better at that? You know, like,
of course. You just said you got better the last 3 years.
Yeah. I feel like I have. Like, I feel like I've gotten better at, like, stop fearing about what other people think about me. That's like a big thing for me. Like, I've gotten way better at that.
You know, you see how you've got some muscle?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Oh yeah, I worked out, played football in high school. Yeah.
That's how you do this.
Yeah.
Listening to positivity, owning your shortcomings, accept it. You know, the reason I'm talking with such candor here, you know, I'm sure some people are watching like, damn, Gary's like exposing his shit. I'm not doing that.
I mean,
that
I like it. I love it. It's awesome.
Because it's empowering when you own your shortcomings. Yeah. I don't want to say that I thought Patrick, I mean, it's a silly one, but I don't want to say that I thought Patrick Mahomes was going to throw too many picks to be a good quarterback. He's gonna, right. He might end up being the best quarterback in football history if he keeps going on this pace. Like, you know, right. but if you can't own your fucking shortcomings, well, then you can't talk about your strengths. Bro, I actually, you know, what I think is keeping me here with you is my deep belief that you're on your way, because it's about awareness. Like the right. fact that you have the strength to come on here with all these people watching and talk to me like this actually yeah. makes me believe that you're well on your way, because I know a lot of people who don't.
Yeah. I'm just like trying to like, you know, like it's such a bad thing in my life that like, it's like a mental block for everything I do that it's like, man, I need to stop doing this. Like I realize like I'm so, you know, and like just trying to like, you know, stop doing it.
You need to realize that you're not bad. You grew up being told you were bad and you believed it. You right. need to realize you're not bad. You're scared.
Right.
The yeah. second you go right. from I'm a bad guy, I'm a tough guy, I'm a negative guy, to I'm a soft guy, I'm a vulnerable guy, I'm emotionally like not where I need to be guy, all of a sudden the way you even look at yourself changes, and then you could start focusing on building those muscles on right. that.
Yeah.
You know, do you get this feeling that you don't you cut people off because you don't feel like you get into this place where you feel like they're pulling one off on you and you don't like that feeling?
Yes. Like I always think somebody has an angle. Every time someone's nice to me, I'm like, okay, what's your angle, dude? Like, what do you want from me? You know what I'm saying?
Did you feel that way about me the first time you saw the content potentially? Like what's going to be the other shoe? Like, is he going to try to sell me a course or what's the fucking punchline?
Actually,
or do you not remember?
Surprisingly, I feel like I didn't, just because like, you know, like you were so honest that I feel like you wouldn't be the type to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like you were just being like straight up, like authentic and honest. And like,
so it just,
like,
it worked for you. Okay. So
it really
so
did.
I think, and maybe that's cause I was remote and through
right.
Screen instead Possibly. Of real life.
Possibly.
You know, look, I think you need to, here's where I'm trying to get you to go. You need to get into a totally different place with your self-esteem. You need to right. love yourself. That's why the biggest moment of this talk was you're not negative. You're just vulnerable. That was the right. biggest moment. Because when you wake up and you're like, I'm scared today.
Right.
And I need to get less scared today. That is huge, huge compared to waking up and saying, I'm negative. I'm right. a bad guy. That's a game changer, Alexis. That's a game changer.
Yeah. It's like hard though. Like I try to, I really, really like, there's a lot of times where I'm like, okay, like just stop thinking like that. You know, like you got this.
No,
you know?
It's, you have to understand it's ingrained in you. So what you need to do is practice. What do I mean by that? This one friend you've got right now for a year, the first time he does something that doesn't pop off properly, you have to like email me or DM me or watch this video game. You have to forgive him.
Right. Yeah. That's yeah. Not hold grudges.
Bro, grudges are garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grudges are fucking garbage. Grudges yeah. are the execution of a weak man.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. It makes you just, you know, makes your life quality go down when you hold grudges, because you can't just hold a grudge against everyone.
Is your wife positive?
Yes, she's like the complete opposite of me. Yeah, but like I feel like I try to so put cliche. Her down though. Like I'm that bad.
Of
that,
course
like,
you do.
I try to bring her.
You're not that you bad. Know. You're not that bad, bro. I'm telling you right now, if we change the terminology in your life, shit will get good. You're not that yeah. bad. You're that weak. You're that scared. You're that yeah. soft.
I totally agree with you, honestly. Like,
no, it's big. I want to yeah. change your vernacular, because if yeah. you do, you'll be a different man.
Yeah.
It's that when you're most scared, you try to bring her down to your level.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. That's why when you say you talk about like haters, you know, like trying to bring other people down,
do
I'm
you
like,
find,
man, I'm
do you,
that guy.
Do you,
like,
do you find yourself like being jealous if like another guy looks at her? Like, are you trying to like cage her?
No, not like that, actually. Okay. Like, I'm not like bad like that, but I'm bad in the sense of like when she's like trying to be happy for me for something I accomplished or positive, or she's
you're
positive
like, don't
about
do
something.
That. Don't do that, because something's going to happen and then I'm
yes.
going to let you down, and that's going to make
yes.
me feel.
Like yeah, that's 100%. My fear, to like let my son down, let her down. Like I'm always like in
bro,
that.
Bro, listen to me. The only thing that you can do to let them down is by continuing down the path of thinking that you're bad.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't want him to grow up like that, you know, like being like me. Like, I don't want
him to. Of course you don't. But let me tell you, because I've watched this transpire, because I'm old for 44. I got some real fucking emotional wisdom. What's going to end up happening is if your child or children end up having similar DNA to you, you're going to feel so bad that you're going to actually resent them and have like a worse relationship. Like, you'll have a good relationship with the children that take your wife's DNA, and you'll have a bad relationship with the children that take your DNA, because it's going to be painful to you, because you're going to be like, fuck, I passed that on to her or him, so yeah. I'm out.
No,
you
agree.
Can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm really proud of you. To be at this place at this young of an age, to be self-aware enough to know what's brewing and to have the courage to come on here and talk to me about this shit, that's game-changing. When I tell you you're close, because the only thing that holds people back is hiding shit.
Right, right.
And right now you just told tens of thousands of people about your shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like that bad, dude. That, like, I'm like, I have to tell someone that actually, like, you know, because like I tell other people, like my wife. When I say other people, I mean like my wife. And like, you know, she's just like, I feel like maybe hearing it from her is not as good, because I'm like, of course you're just gonna try to, like, you know, bring me up and make me feel better because I'm your husband, you know. So of course, like, I feel like her answer is not as genuine, maybe, but it probably doesn't is. Carry- I just automatically you- think that.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, you default into the angle, the conspiracy. You must love conspiracy fucking documentaries. Like, you, that's like, you know, like that's where you're at.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's so interesting in the theme of this show is now you know why you're the one that looks at other things and tries to tear people down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all the same game. I really believe as we go through this period of time in American history specifically, and really in the world, where hate and negativity have definitely risen.
100%.
I believe that we're going to get into mental health issues and get into, you know, parenting structures what I'm really worried about is that a lot of people that think they're kind and good people are actually shaming people instead of trying to help.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I can.
Of course you do. You're on the receiving end of that.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like, you know, holy shit, dude, I didn't even think about it, like how you were saying it, you know, like maybe I just, you know, gotta, I think I gotta like work on it more, like on a daily basis, and just exercise it more, you know, on trying to change that. Cause damn, like it's, I didn't even think about it. I don't know. I didn't think about it. Like, I'm scared of stuff. You know, I just thought about it. Like, I'm just negative, you know, and like, I just don't like people that much, you know, and this and that.
You
but...
No, you don't like yourself.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's probably... yourself. I really don't like how I am. Like, I hate that mindset that I have.
That's right, but the good news is you can fix it. I didn't like that I didn't have, you know, muscles and, you know, like, and I was not healthy for my heart and, like, I was going to, like, and I changed it. And when I tell you working out and eating right did not come natural to me at all.
Right.
So I changed. I figured it out. I got a babysitter, a trainer, and I figured out the system. You just have to figure out your system.
Right.
Maybe you have to listen to Positivity on podcast 24 hours a day.
That's right. Dude, I listen to you all every single day, like all the time.
And other
like,
people too, and I appreciate it. But like, you know, like and maybe bro, you have to watch this video like every day.
Yeah. No, I probably will. Dude, this is like the biggest moment ever. I told my wife this is like top five, like best things like in my life.
Bro, you are just perfectly cliche in so many of your actions. I see so many young people who have this framework get married early as soon as they find somebody super positive.
Yeah, yeah. Like I didn't even realize it. Yeah,
that's right.
For
you
people
thirst that are, for her.
Yeah, yeah. I tell her all the time, I'm like, I wish I could be like you. Like, I wish I could just think everything's going to be fine. And like, you know, like I always tell her that because it's just such a good, you know,
instead of making it selfish and say, I wish I could be like you, maybe what you can do is make it a compliment. You're making it about yourself when you say that to her.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think
what you might want to change that to, and this is where semantics of words matter. Maybe you say to her, what's her name?
Noemi.
Noemi?
Yeah.
Noemi, I admire your optimism and positivity. Now all of a sudden you're giving her a compliment, because when you say to her, I wish that I could be like you, She's not taking that as a compliment. She sees that as you being selfish about what you wish. You're about you in that sentence.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm saying I wish I was, you know. Yeah.
And what, you know, and what you're doing is you're subconsciously again saying, hey, like, feel bad for me.
Right.
Instead of propping her up, you're asking her for another hand. You're almost, there's a subconscious guilt of like, you got lucky with DNA, I didn't. Damn. And what's going to happen with her is she's going to build resentment for you over time.
Right. No, I agree. I agree 100% with that. Yeah.
Damn. Bro, I really, really believe in you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Like, you know, I don't normally talk about this with anyone. You know, normally, like, I try, like I said, like, only with her. But I was like, man, Gary's like the perfect person to just put this on, you know, and just see, like, what, you know, what his response would be to this. Like, I've been trying to talk to you for the longest time, dude. Like, I'm telling you, 3 years, like, I would DM you all the time. Like, when you took out with, like, came out with this messaging service, I'd message you and stuff, you know. You actually responded like 6 months ago. Like, you were like, hey, what's up? Cause I was like, I'm like, I hope you see this, you know? And then you responded back to it. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like, I saved it, you know? So
Alexis, I swear to God on everything in my body, I genuinely think you can win this game.
Thank you, man. I really like, it's life changing to hear that from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
bro, please realize deal. That you are wounded. You're hurt. You're not bad. You're good with an injury.
Right. Yeah. I just didn't realize that. I didn't think about it. I didn't, you know, I guess like it's cause I'm young too. So it kind of like, you don't think about that stuff. Like, you know, and now I'm like, damn, that's probably what it is. Maybe something happened to me, you know, like it just kind of like.
Yeah. Listen, and by the way, I don't think it's, usually it's more of a systematic, you know, culture. Like it's very likely that one of your parents is exactly the same way. And instead of resenting your parent, you can feel bad for them too.
Right.
You can have compassion for them. Instead of now going into a place of like, you know what? Fuck you, mom. Gary's right. I'm fuck you. No. Yeah. You can go into a place of compassion because it's likely that her mom did that or your dad's dad did that. Or right. You understand?
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Yeah.
So it's important that you realize you need to realize that you're strong enough to change it for everyone.
Right.
Digging in and drawing a line and making it a fight is going to do nothing.
Yeah. And you think like also like what you surround yourself with also kind of affects you too? Kind of
100%.
Right? Yeah.
Of course I believe that. It's why I fucking work so hard to put out so much free content.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a positive force for people that aren't fortunate enough to have something. And I have a unique communication style and a human element that clicks for some people that because I think they can taste the lack of interest of anything other than you know, like I'm not looking for anything.
I agree 100%. That's why I said when I first started watching your videos, I didn't think like you had an angle actually. Like I was like, holy shit, this guy's like, and I think it's because you called people on their bullshit, you know, and like that's why.
You know what's funny?
Said, like,
you know what's funny? I hear that a lot from people, and they like that. You know what's funny? I don't. I think even the tone of this conversation, I just want to help.
Right. Yeah. And that's like, you know, you always preach that and it really does like work. That's why I said, like, you do change. Like I said, even in 3 years, I feel like I have gotten better. You know, maybe I've gotten worse actually at that. I isolate people like myself from people more, but I have gotten better in the sense of like, you know, now like with YouTube and like other stuff like that, I'm more confident that I will be able to make that work. You know, like that's like my thing that I'm like,
you need to realize that those people aren't bad. Or have an angle, it's that you're scared because you're not emotionally strong to be let down.
Yeah.
You're cutting them out to protect yourself. The way to really win, quote unquote, is for you to get comfortable with being let down and realizing that's not a reflection of you.
Right. No, I agree with that. That's awesome. That's like what I needed to hear.
I'm glad I could deliver it, bro.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I really, really appreciate it, dude.
Lex, listen to me. Over the next year, 1 million people are going to watch this video. Just remember, that means that cutting people out or trolling someone or waking up, like you're not going to be able to live anymore tricking people. You're not tricking anyone anymore.
Right.
Use that as a positive.
Yeah. No, dude, trust me. I said, maybe like hearing it from you, since like I've always looked up to you for a long time. And like, you know, like I said, in the last 3 years, I was like, you know, 19, 20, you know, 21. So like, I feel like I kind of grew up in, cause you know, like in those stages of life, you do grow up to a certain extent, you know, like, and I feel like watching you as like my role model has kind of like, you know, helped me a lot. So now I'm actually talking to you, which is still crazy. And listening to you say that, you know, my role model is like, holy shit, like, you know, yeah, I need to change. I need to do something. Like, I can't keep being like this. This is,
I'm telling you right now, what most excites me is I know you can.
Thank you so much.
If you knew the power and strength it took for you to be honest on this video, now living life and being okay with Ricky if he like steals your money or like says something bad about your wife and you being a bigger person, like you can't imagine now trying to forgive one of your parents or an uncle or something. You know, I don't want to dive too deep. It might be something even more extreme than just a negative atmosphere. It might be some real deep shit. Forgiveness is the fucking key to a whole new life.
Yeah. No, I haven't practiced that yet in my life. If you know, like I haven't really, I'm not a forgiveful person, so maybe I should.
That comes out of your own insecurity.
Yeah.
Forgiveness and being the bigger person and kindness is the fucking ultimate strength.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah. I need to do it. I need to start doing it. I really do.
I believe you. I really think you can. I really think you can. It's why I'm 5 minutes late for a huge client meeting.
Oh my God, dude, I'm so sorry.
No. You're not. No. What I want you to hear is that the reason I'm this late is because I feel this moment so much. And I'm also super aware of how raw and real we went and how many hundreds of people right now watching are living your exact life. And this thing, I genuinely believe is the seed of so much of the things that are anxious in our society. And I desperately, desperately want to be one of the forces to fucking help cut this thing out of our bodies.
Yeah, no, I mean, we need it. You know, like the people that are like me, like, you know, it's like-
Alexis, you have an Instagram?
Yes.
Because I want this community to DM you, encourage you, and I want you to make some positive friends. What's your Instagram?
It's Alexis Cisnero.
Just
the way like my name is, and then underscore at the end.
Right after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alexis.
Yeah, right there. Somebody found, or Dustin found it, I guess. That's awesome. Holy shit, he's all right. Fast.
All right, you're at 567, 568 now.
Oh, you dude, like, thank you so you like, much.
You like cars?
I love cars. That's been my passion since I was like 6 years old.
All right, 568, Vayner Nation. This would mean the world to me. I want to see this number completely fucking explode, and I want every one of you to DM this man something positive. I want, Alexis, dude, please.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much, Gary, man. Thank you so much.
Alexis, listen to me. Please do me one honor. Please listen to this whole entire thing. I think it was like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Often.
Okay. Thank you so much, man.
Like literally work out every morning and listen to this, or while you're brushing your teeth every morning. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much, dude. I will listen to it. I mean, trust me, this is like a huge deal to me. like I said, huge, top five, like life moments.
It's a huge deal for me too.
Thank you so much. Holy shit. Like I honestly wasn't even going to talk to you about this. Like I was like, I had a whole different question, but then I was like talking to you and I'm like, damn, like he's actually like as real as it gets, man. You know? So I was like, you know, I'm just going to lay it all out. You know, I was like,
Alexis, you helped more people today than most people ever get to help in their entire life. You're a good kid. You're not negative. You're not bad. Damn. You're mislabeled, bro.
You're gonna make me cry, dude. Like, holy shit. This is like,
bro, you're mislabeled. You're mislabeling yourself to yourself.
Yeah.
You're a wonderful fucking human who has an injury, has a vulnerability, and has to completely address that and change the way you talk and think and practice that. You want a real prescription? Go reach out to everybody in your phone. Go to your phone right now and look at from A to Z and text people and say, you're sorry and I love you.
Damn.
Yeah. That takes real strength.
Yeah. 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 There's some people that I'm like, dude, I would never even want to see this guy's name again. You know, like, I don't know why. Like it's
because you're insecure.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I
and when
I agree.
and when you do that, if you get the courage to do it, when they reply fuck you, understand.
Yeah.
Compassion comes from enormous strength.
Thank you so much, man. Like I said, this moment right here, I think, is definitely 100% life-changing for me. This is definitely like I said, I've been doing better in these last 3 years, but I feel like this is like that boost that I need 100%. Thank you
I'm
so
proud
much,
of you, bro.
Gary.
I love you a
I'm
lot.
So sorry.
Good luck.
Thank you so much, man. I love you too, dude.
Sorry for what?
Sorry for you being late. 10:09. I didn't even notice the time.
This is the best 9 minutes late in my entire life. I'm so humbled to have this moment with you. What we just did here will forever bring value to human beings. I believe it in the depths of my fucking being.
Thank you, dude. That means the world to me, man. Honestly, it really means the world to me, dude. This is what I needed. Thank you so much, Gary.
You're welcome, brother.
Have a great day, man. Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.